want?
What I always want. Not that. So, hey, welcome to week 797 of the Crankcast. I'm Crank. That's Mike. You doing the drum beat to Billie Jean? Yeah, no, I can't. What are you doing? Okay, anyway, hi.
Hi.
And, how's it going?
It's all right.
Did you know that... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You were going to tell me something.
Well, you were... I didn't realize I was cutting you off, so...
You're not cutting me off.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you're going to find this fascinating. But, did you know that supercalifragilisticexpialidocious was a word before the song?
No. I don't believe that, actually.
It dates back to, like, the early 1900s.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
You're a liar.
In fact, there was a song with an alternate spelling of that that was put out in the 50s. Or was it 40s? Different song, though. It wasn't like the Disney song.
You're a liar.
Your face is a liar. Why are you so quiet?
Huh?
Why are you so quiet?
Why am I so quiet?
I don't know. Turn up the microphone. Turn it up to 11. But anyway.
It is up pretty loud.
Huh. Coming through super quiet, though.
Whoa! You sure made me so mad!
Hey, man.
Whoa!
Okay. Anyway.
You made me so mad!
Say that in the normal voice.
Is that better?
No, still same level.
Huh. Better?
Maybe. Keep talking.
How do I...
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on.
Also, Sean's playing a video game.
Let's stop.
You don't have to stop.
Yeah, you don't have to stop.
No, I do, because right now... The download is super bad.
Oh.
I got
so, yeah, anyway, I was listening to an album the other day that had a punk cover of that song, and so I started thinking about it and decided to look up what the word actually was.
I don't believe you.
Oh, you can look it up, man.
I don't feel like
it. What does it mean?
It's a compound word based on a bunch of Latin.
Whoops.
It essentially means, what was the translation of it? It essentially means the... something... like an excuse for being uneducated because you're pretty. It's like the actual literal meaning. Like, being pretty offsets being uneducated.
Oh, so it's talking about me.
Yeah, more or less. You know, dumb but pretty.
Yeah, I'm pretty.
Or pretty dumb.
I'll get you for this. Man, get you, Crank.
You set that one up for me, dude.
No, you could have been nice and not done it.
I was just emulating you.
No,
I learned it from watching you, Mike.
Oh, you're a devil. You're a devil.
Devil. But, yeah, anyway. So, what's new?
Nothing. I'm drawing some battle pug.
Sweet. I just finished the first page of Rock Gods.
Yeah?
Yeah, it took me a minute to kind of figure out what I wanted to do with it. But now I think I got it.
I need to find a colorist for the other page.
Housewarming?
Addison won't do it. He thinks he's so special because today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Addison.
Don't wish him a happy birthday. Don't wish him a happy birthday.
He's 12.
He's 12.
Awesome.
High school.
He's old enough to drink beer now.
At 12?
Got some beer.
Well, I guess I could give you some of mine.
No.
What? What do you think is fun? What are you trying to say?
Just, you're corrupting a minor.
Yeah, you're giving a 12-year-old beer.
That doesn't seem right.
So?
I mean, you know.
Do something about it.
Ooh. Your face will do something about it. I don't really know what's going on. So, since last we spoke.
Yes. I've become more powerful than you can ever imagine.
I watched a sort of weird documentary about the Flash Gordon movie.
Really?
Or at least it's supposed to be about the Flash Gordon movie, but it kind of turns into a Sam Jones confessional diary in the last third of it.
Mm. How many hookers he's killed in conventions?
No. But did you know he's what do you call it? Like, I guess a professional bodyguard?
Now?
Yeah.
No?
Or, like, I don't know if bodyguard's the right word. He I think it's his company, but he runs, like, a security company, you know? And, like, they have armored vehicles, and they drive people places and protect them.
Yeah, that sounds like a bodyguard.
Right. But I think probably security...
He doesn't do any of the bodyguarding, though.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And, yeah, he used to be a Marine, I guess. He said that, mm-hmm. I think. But, it's called Life After Flash. It's on Amazon.
Mm.
And it's, I mean, it's got some interesting stuff. They interview, like, you know, Melody Anderson and Brian Blessed. They even talked for a minute to Brian May from Queen about, you know, writing the music.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, it's pretty interesting. It bounces around a lot. And like I said, towards the end, it just kind of turns into the Sam Jones movie.
Well, I mean, he's Flash.
Well, yeah, it's just weird because, like, I don't know, apparently he fell on some hard times after that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Before or after the Spirit TV movie?
I was going to ask you about that. I never knew that was a thing.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah, I was.
I saw it when it premiered.
It was a made for TV.
I videotaped it on a Friday because before it played National Lampoon's Class Reunion.
Oh.
That was also made for TV.
I don't remember that one either. So, yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Is it any good?
No. It's like a Batman episode, like a 60s Batman episode.
Oh, so, like, real campy?
Yeah, and the lady that plays, what's that Bajoran on Deep Space Nine?
Oh, Nana Visitor.
Yeah, she's the love interest.
Yeah.
That's her face. Yeah, she's in it.
And this was from, like, what, 85 or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I'm not really...
I was like, I'm going to watch The Spirit. I mean, it's the Spirit story. It's more faithful to the comic than the Frank Miller one.
Yeah. I've never seen that one either.
There's a couple cool shots. Like, there's some stuff in the graveyard that's pretty neat looking.
But it's the Spirit's kind of a goofy story, so.
Hmm. Well, I'll still watch it.
If I remember correctly, it has, I'm trying to remember. No, I might be wrong.
Also, if you don't feel like watching The Spirit on YouTube, you can also download it from archive.org.
that is.
It's the Internet Archive?
You're an Internet Archive.
You know, the Wayback Machine's part of it.
You're a Wayback Machine.
That's more work.
Okay. I'm just saying, if you want to, it's a decent quality. Obviously, it's, you know, only 480 or whatever because it was an old rip, but I think actually Warner still does their on-demand pressing stuff, and you can get it that way too, where they essentially they just burn off a DVD-R for you from their archives. But anyway, so yeah, Flash, check it out.
I hear he saved everyone.
One thing I learned also from this documentary is that apparently the ending he came up with.
Where he jumps up in the air?
Yeah, and it just stills on him. Like,
that doesn't surprise me.
The production of this movie was really weird because they had an Italian film crew and English film crew. They didn't talk to each other.
I knew that. I knew that part.
They kind of made a lot of this up as they went along. Dino De Laurentiis wasn't very hands-on, I guess, with this. And apparently he was really surprised at audience reaction to it, because he thought he was making a serious movie.
That's the... I don't get that about those Italian guys in the 80s. They thought those movies were serious.
And I don't know, I mean...
Have you ever seen that documentary on Troll 2?
Oh, yeah, Worst movie ever made?
Yeah, that guy gets so upset when he finds out that everybody thinks that movie's a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, honestly, like, De Laurentiis hiring Hodges would think that because, like, Get Carter is fucking so serious.
Yeah.
She was only 6'10".
Is that your Michael Caine impression?
But,
Okay, now, Mike, it's your
mic. No, I don't do that shit.
And, it's strange how this movie came together. But, it's one of my favorite movies, honestly.
You know, I always forget about it, but yeah, I watched it quite a bit when I was a kid.
I've got it in several different formats, like that I bought over the years.
It's one of those things that I didn't realize how weird it was until I became an adult. I had seen it so many times, and I was like, "What? What are you guys talking about?" And then you watch it, and you're like, "Oh yeah, that's a weird fucking movie."
And I mean, it's funny because they all played it straight, but it's still a super over the top movie. You know,
it's so weird.
And essentially.
It's kind of like Sixth Sense in that all the choices, the standard choices you think they would make, they go in a completely different direction design-wise.
Yeah. It's, it's a pretty movie, and it's mm-hmm. it's basically a big comic book come to life. Like,
mm-hmm. I mean, they got it right.
It's definitely much more comic booky than, other contemporary takes on, like, Buck Rogers or something, you know?
You didn't like the Sci-Fi Channel show?
Oh, where I watched that, too, yeah.
Flash runs through the woods all the time.
I like that one, too.
That's all he does.
Yeah, I like that one. He,
What are you doing, Flash?
Sam Jones made a cameo on that as a prisoner.
Mm.
Yeah. I thought that was fun.
Did you think that was fun?
Sure.
What?
I didn't catch that at all.
It's okay.
It's probably making fun of me, isn't he?
Nobody here makes fun of you, ever.
Yeah!
So much hate.
There's no hate unless you're talking about you.
So much.
Why do you hate it so much?
So much.
All we show is love for you.
Anyway. So, yeah. Anyway. But that was pretty good. I was watching a lot of stuff while I was working, so some stuff came in and out. Like, I wasn't paying a lot of attention to it. There was a movie,
No, there wasn't.
That I watched from... It's not even that old. It's from, like, 2011, but I don't remember...
It stopped lying.
I don't remember anything about it. It's called Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's been popping up.
And it was based off of a...
It's a manga?
You're sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it wasn't for being a... For being somebody that's tired of vampire movies, I still thought it was all right. A lot going on, but...
I love that whole era of them trying to make Paul Bettany an action star.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody I was thinking about that was like that. I'm like...
They did that with Judge Reinhold.
There was, what's that guy's name? I'm trying to figure out how he... They kept trying to push him as like a sex symbol or something. I'm like, how?
Mm.
I'm trying to remember who the guy was now. It was in something I watched recently. And I can't...
Jack Klugman?
Big Mama's House.
No, it was,
Jack Klugman.
No... Although I do wonder about Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
I've never understood like how he was
Jack Klugman?
A sex symbol.
And Jack Klugman, right?
I mean, have you seen him?
Have you seen Jack Klugman?
I like Jack Klugman, but it's Quincy.
I know you do. And I'm trying to say, you like Jack Klugman.
Oh, okay. It was this movie. It was a movie called Blackwoods I was watching.
Okay.
Patrick Muldoon.
Patrick Muldoon.
Muldoon!
Yeah, you'd know him if you saw him. But like, they were really pushing him as being like a leading man, you know, sexy dude type thing. He kind of looks a little bit like Rob Lowe. Or Chad Lowe? No.
He looks like a cross between Rob Lowe and what's his name from Arrested Development.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And, but he, as an actor, he's wooden. He's like so flat all the time.
I don't know who this is.
You're flat all the time.
Really? You're better than that, Sean. You were so much better than that, dude.
Oh yeah, he's the other pilot character in Starship Troopers.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
That dude is hot.
Wow. Tell us how you tell us how you really feel, dude.
Spiders movies. And dolphins. He's in Spiders 3D, Ice Spiders.
Oh, and he's on the Bandine train.
Bernie the Dolphin and Bernie the Dolphin 2.
I bet you he gets all the movies that Bandine turns down.
He's in A Christmas Christmas movies. A Christmas Reunion, A Boyfriend for Christmas, Holiday Road Trip, and Christmas in Palm Springs.
Yeah, he's in a lot of...
I've almost watched Christmas in Palm Springs.
And Christmas Town.
Oh, I almost watched that too.
And All About Christmas Eve. This dude is all about the Christmas movies.
Yeah,
they're very lucrative.
A Dog Walker's Christmas Tale, Saving Christmas, I've My Adventures with Santa.
I've seen most of these that you named. Yeah.
Oh, no! Oh, and an Easter one, just to mix it up a little.
I didn't even know they made Easter movies.
Oh, I have that in my queue. No lie, Dog and Save Easter.
Huh.
Oh, and Dog and Save Summer? Oh, he's in all the Dog and Save movies, I guess.
Very good.
dog.
Lucrative franchise.
I think Dean Cain's in one of those.
Dean Cain's also in a lot of Christmas movies and stuff.
Oh, I know.
Dean Cain sucks.
It was one of my trivia questions.
The question, how hard does Dean Cain suck?
No.
Dean Cain's a monster.
Monster?
Monster.
Yeah.
You're a monster. You're a monster, Harry. You're a monstar, Harry.
Monstar? Right. Anyway.
Dean Cain. Fart.
Mike, have you seen a movie called Quest for the Mighty Sword?
Yes, I have. It is called something else.
Well, the reason I started watching it is because the art for it on Amazon is like one of those generic things where they just put the title up.
Yes.
And it's... they misspelled it, so it's Quest for the Mighty Sound.
Oh, maybe I haven't seen it. What is it about?
It's a sword and sorcery thing with Eric Allen Kramer as lead.
Yeah, the guy who played Thor in the Hulk TV movie?
Yeah. I think that's him.
Right? Okay, yeah. That is actually... the sequel to
Ator 3.
Yeah, it's Ator Fighting Eagle 3. Or it's Troll 4.
Troll 4?
Yes, because his mentor, the goblin that keeps him in the cave, is one of the trolls from Troll 2.
So what's,
it's the same makeup.
So what's Troll 3?
Something else. It's called Contamination. Something. It has a different. It's about these trees that go crazy. I forget.
Huh.
The Italians they would make ripoff movies and then all call them troll movies for some reason.
Right. Okay.
Well, like the Contamination movie, they call Alien 2.
Oh yeah.
Well, they do have those little eggy looking things in that movie.
Yeah, but that's what they do over there. I don't know if they do it anymore, but they definitely did it in the 80s.
There was Zombie 2, which was supposed to be a sequel to Night of the Living, or Dawn of the Dead, I think?
That one gets super confusing, because Zombie 2 is actually Zombie 1, or something like that somewhere. Like, it's its own sequel. Yeah, it gets real confusing.
I remember back in the VHS days being confused by the titling of stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a couple of movies I've seen where there's a sequel. I see that there's a sequel to a movie, and then I just find out that it's just the same movie. They called it the sequel of the movie.
If I recall right, with Zombie 2, they originally titled it Zombie, but the foreign release of Dawn of the Dead was also called Zombie, so they retitled Zombie Zombie 2.
Yeah, something like that.
I think, if I'm remembering that right.
The third one was just called Zombie, Zombie, Zombie.
Zombie, Zombie, yeah, that was the one where the zombie got hit in the nose with a football.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there, man.
There sure is. I couldn't actually watch Quest for the Mighty Sword. I got into it a little bit.
It's bad. It's real bad.
I mean, it's from 1990.
Yeah.
Sword and Sorcery movies, 1990, I couldn't get very far into it. I mean, for one thing, that guy is not a lead, you know?
No, he's not. He's the wacky neighbor in a sitcom. Like, he has been the wacky neighbor in several sitcoms.
Yeah, I mean, and he's fine. He's fine as a supporting actor, but dude is not a lead, man.
And as Thor, he's the best Thor, I think we can agree.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
What about the Thor from Adventures in Babysitting?
Almighty Thor? Oh, well, yeah, that's Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah. I mean, he was a pretty good Thor.
They never really say that he's Thor, though.
Oh, okay.
But you know he is.
You just assume he is.
Right. Well, she thinks he's Thor.
Yeah, but she's like 8.
Are you going to give her a beer, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all over here right now. I'd rather them drink here than, like, go out and do it on the street.
Right, yeah, because, you know, out on the street, it's a slippery slope from drinking beer to huffing thinner.
Yeah, well, you know.
I was there. 9 years old, man. Oof, that was rough.
Fighting bears in the alley.
Huffing thinner, yeah. That might have been the start of it.
It might have been what it was. There's no bears in the alley.
Well, either that or...
That guy's fighting bears, quote unquote.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain their subsequent, you know, battles.
Well, you get a reputation, and they're going to come looking for you.
So, you mean this whole thing was built on a lie?
Yeah, of course it was. Of course it was. What did you think?
Man, I could have avoided all this.
Well, that's a lot of things in life, man.
It's true. But anyway, going back to what I was saying about that misspelling is I actually want to see the movie Quest for the Mighty Sound. Now,
well, make that movie.
We should.
Don't you say we. I said you make that movie.
When you make a suggestion, I assume you mean you want to do it with me.
Yeah, I get that now.
15 years later? Maybe we could just retitle Rock Gods to Quest for the Mighty Sound.
Well, I might have to. That's kind of a dumb name, so I might have to give it another name.
Well, it depends on what kind of book it is. I mean, is it not supposed to be that kind of book?
I think so, but I don't know. It might not get made.
Do you think you're making a serious book, Mike?
Yes, it's very serious. It's an autobiographical story.
With lots of blood and dead animals. All right.
Well-known part of Mike's life.
I mean, it is sort of autobiographical. But.
Well, you have left a trail of dead animals behind you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The autobiographical.
It's inspired by true events.
Very inspiring.
I am very inspiring. Thank you. Thank you for noticing, Crane.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. Anyway, what else is new? Talk to me, Bubba.
I gave you some stuff. What else do you want me to do?
What have you been up to the past
week? You only have two more episodes of Space Precinct to watch.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know what we're going to do with our lives after that.
Does it consistently hold up through the whole season?
You shut your mouth. Of course it does.
I'm just asking a question, man.
There's a thrilling two-parter we watched.
There's lots of twists and turns, and sometimes you think things are going to happen and they don't.
Wow.
It's oddly dark in some places.
Was this show, I don't know what to say, was it like Serial? No, not Serial. Linear? Or like, did things that happen in the beginning come back at the end and stuff like that?
Not really. It's definitely episodic. Like, you know what I mean.
Yeah. You definitely do drop the thread on things sometimes, like certain characters going on dates. And
yeah, that's really weird.
Made the move.
Yeah, that's really strange.
I started watching, you remember a month or two ago, I think, I was talking about a show called Pandora. It's a CW, no, it's WB now, isn't it? No.
I don't know.
Same thing.
What is it?
He said the same thing.
CW, but it used to be WB.
What is it now, though?
CW now.
Okay. I can't remember if it went back to being WB again. So it's a CW show, and it's a sci-fi show. I think I was saying, like, it's really weird in that it seems very 90s-ish. The costuming stuff.
I think you've mentioned this before.
And it was all over the place, like the storyline and stuff. Like I was saying, it seemed like they were setting out to make a 22-episode season, but only had 13 episodes and weren't told until the last minute, so they just sort of chopped things up because things would happen that, like you're supposed to know what's going on, sort of. But it seemed like you missed something. Like, shouldn't I have seen something that kind of led me to know this was going on? all they had was season one up for a while, and they just put season two up on Amazon. So I watched the first episode of that, and I'm completely fucking lost, even after having just recently watched the first season. I'm like, what the hell is going on in this episode? Why are these people, where's half the cast? Half the cast is gone. It's just that's a really strange show, man, for being a modern show.
Modern.
Yeah, yeah. Very modern. But, anyway, kind of puzzled by that. Did you ever get around to watching that Wild Boar show movie?
Well, no, I'm sorry.
Man, I really want to know what you think about that ending.
I'm sorry. I'll get around to it sometime. Sometime I'll get around to it. I'm sorry.
Why?
I'm sorry.
You're fibbing.
I am not. I just now got around to watching that the Cage Color Out of Space.
Oh, wait, that's pretty new, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's been out for a while.
How was it?
I mean, it's the best version of that story that I've seen so far. I've seen like five different ones.
Yeah, it does seem to get made a lot, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why. Why they picked that one?
It's an easy story, kind of, because it's just about a haunted farmhouse, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, because I've seen a few of them myself.
There's one that I saw that was literally just a haunted farmhouse. They really changed the story.
Yeah. They had a habit of doing that a lot in the 80s and 90s with Lovecraft stories, where they would just basically use the title and kind of loosely base it on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it would wind up being like really nothing like the story at all.
Mm-hmm.
Four horses.
Alpacas.
Oh, right.
Alpacas.
Who's this alpaca guy?
Alpaca.
I think he runs a deli.
The deli of alpaca.
So is Cage typically cagey in it?
I mean, he reserves himself until he needs to be unreserved.
Hmm.
He's very good in it.
Okay.
He's a dorky dad who goes insane.
Does this have like the... I'm trying to remember. In the original Color Out of Space story, doesn't the water winds up doing stuff to people, right?
Yeah.
Like mutating them or something like that?
Yeah, it just changes everything around it. It's kind of like Annihilation.
Okay. So I wonder if Annihilation was kind of inspired by that story.
Don't know. Never read those books. You did, didn't you?
Yeah, but I really didn't put it together with, you know, The Color Out of Space.
He is inspirational to a lot of people, but he's also a monster, so...
Yeah, in retrospect, he was pretty terrible, and I wonder how much of that informed his work. Like,
I would think a lot of it.
Like, made it is that's why his work is so compellingly creepy, you know?
Like the fact that he was an evil person?
Well, yeah, so I mean, he's come from, and of course, like a lot of people who were very much in the wrong, he probably never considered that he was in the wrong, right? You know, he thought what he was doing was normal.
Yeah, he seemed like he thought he was like some kind of intellectualist, scientist kind of guy.
So, like, being honestly bad and then writing from that perspective, I can see that where that would make that work more creepy. Because there's not a lot of artifice to it, right? I mean, he's basically writing what he's thinking.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast that was talking about it, and was also talking about the kind of, didn't we talk about all this already?
Probably, at one point or another. We've probably covered everything at this point.
But yeah, they were talking about how, like, some, like, people who would, like, research this stuff, talking about him believing this stuff, but also having this belief that, like, eventually things would come due.
Like...
What do you mean?
Like the rapture?
Like, well, all his stuff is about, you know, these otherworldly beings finally kind of like coming, and you know, no matter the, you know, his like well-educated protagonist, it not mattering, and then not really mattering to these larger beings, and then it's all going to come like full circle on us eventually.
I don't know. I guess I don't understand how that matters in context.
It's basically he believed this stuff, but then he also, like, he knew he was a shitty person, but was a shitty person anyway, basically, kind of idea. Like, I know I'm being shitty. But
you're saying that he was shitty. Writing stories like what you're saying, where the smart guy gets comeuppance on purpose.
More just kind of, not necessarily like, yeah, I guess on purpose. It was an interesting breakdown. It was just kind of like, he had shitty beliefs, but he also knew that he was in the wrong, but still believed these things anyway, kind of thing. It was more that he was scared of, like, his racism was that he was scared of the other races. He was just a shitty person. He was just a fucked up person.
I mean, well, the whole, essentially, like, xenophobia, I mean, it comes across in a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
He's just scared of the other.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely.
Exactly, yeah.
But I still, yeah, I mean, I still want to check that out, that movie, the newer, the Cage version.
It's worth it.
Even though I've seen so many different versions of the story already. God damn. Yeah. There really are a lot of them.
Yeah.
That one and, I mean, there's a lot of low-budget versions of that one. I guess you're right. I mean, it is easy
I've
to
seen
make.
Tons of low-budget ones. Most of them are low-budget.
Yeah.
There's a German one I saw that's pretty much all green screen.
What was it? There was, I don't think it was.
There's an Italian-German co-production. That's the one with the haunted house.
Yeah.
I remember there was one that was, I think it was actually based on Call of Cthulhu, though. It wasn't Color Out of Space, but it was all in black and white, I remember. Shot very, like, high contrasty.
I really enjoyed the Call of Cthulhu game.
I've been thinking about that game, actually. I wanted to go back and play it. Because I never got very far into it.
I finished it. It's fucked up. Creepy!
And it's been so long, I think I was still in Chicago when I played that game.
That probably would have been when I played it, yeah.
And it's been so long since I played it, all I remember was how hard it was for me to get across the roof at the beginning.
Oh, the chase scene where the villagers come for you in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and you have to get out the window.
That was probably the hardest part of that game for me.
It was really tough, man. I mean, it took me having to redo that, like, a couple of days, like, just replaying that scene over and over before I finally got the timing right.
Yeah.
Because there was a thing where you have to run, dodge, jump across, a gap or something.
Well, you have to know where you're going, too, because you go through different doors.
Right. Because I remember you block one door with a bit of furniture or something.
Mm-hmm. You got to move the dresser.
But, like, you don't know that until you've already been burst in on a bunch
of times. Yeah, like you try to get out the window so many times.
Right.
What the hell?
And I think I just kept thinking, well, if I do it fast enough, right? Like.
Yeah. Yeah, but eventually you go to the bottom of the ocean and stuff like that.
Spoilers.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I should dig that one out again. I think I was playing it on my computer. Did they make it? They made it for platforms too, right?
I played it on Xbox, so yeah.
I wonder if there was a PS3 version of it. Or was that PS2 when that was out?
I don't know.
It's original Xbox. It's PS2.
Yeah, man, that was a long time ago. I remember playing another Lovecraft video game, too, before that.
don't know of any other ones.
I'm trying to remember what it was. There was something about... It might have been Shadow Over Innsmouth, like, based on that. Well, no, that's what this one was, Call of Cthulhu, wasn't it?
It was a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up. I mean, there have been a handful of games made based on his work, but over the years, like going back to, I think, even some text, like, versions, like Zork-type text versions.
Zork is H.P. Lovecraft?
No, I'm saying, like, the Zork games, how they were originally text-based.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
What?
H.P. Lovecraft and Zork.
No. Mike.
What?
Stop.
You stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Anyway. So, been playing much lately?
Playing games?
Yeah.
No, I haven't played any games since my PS4 died.
Your PS4 died?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't do it, did you?
No.
You did it.
God damn it, I knew it.
I think maybe you had an EMP go off in your basement.
It may have been. I probably did it myself. I just didn't.
Because didn't you say your TV died?
The HDMI ports in my TV are all busted.
Did you get some sort of power surge or something?
I don't know. Because I thought the HDMI ports were bad on my PS4, but it just turned out it wouldn't turn on after a while, so I don't know what was going on.
Did you make sure it was plugged in?
I will fucking kill you.
Did you try turning it over?
Turning it over?
Maybe wave a dead chicken at it?
To an actual game store.
I took it to a place to get it fixed.
Oh, did they fix it?
They said they couldn't fix it. That's how I know it was messed up.
That's messed up, man.
Shut up.
They stole your PlayStation.
I mean, I guess that's a good excuse to get a PS5, right?
Well, I can't. I can't get a PS5.
Are they still really scarce right now?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I knew they were, you know, a while back, but I didn't know they were still that problematic.
They did like a weird secret re-release or restock and didn't tell anyone that they're restocking. And then it still sold out crazy fast.
Man. People want them some PS5.
I would like one.
Then there was like a bundle at GameStop, but you had to spend like $800 to get one or something.
Christ.
And they did the all black one, and they only released like 130 of them or something like that. Some minuscule amount of the black ones.
What color are they normally?
White.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I would have thought... Like, white would have been I would have thought it would have been reversed. Like, black would have been the standard and white would have been the limited edition or whatever.
Why do you think that?
Because consoles generally are black? Well, I mean, my first PlayStation was gray. So, I guess that was different. Nintendo's were gray.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
Kind of beigey.
I can't read it. It's...
What's he laughing at?
It's so funny.
Can he read it out loud?
No. It's too long.
Okay. Now it's just rubbing it in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
This is not what I was expecting.
So.
Yes.
buttons on your underwear?
Yeah, you got it. You got it, buddy. You're doing it.
I got another pedal.
What kind of pedal did you get?
This was a Blackstar HT Drive.
Oh, really? Why? I've never heard of. I didn't know Blackstar made pedals.
Yeah, this is. I guess it's based on their tube preamp that's in their hybrid HT amp line.
Oh, okay. That sounds real good then.
So it's actually a high voltage pedal. I mean, this thing's big. Like, it takes up a lot of real estate and it's heavy. So it's probably got like a decent sized transformer in it.
You use it for your bass?
Well, I mean, I can use it for my bass. I just bought it because it was really cheap. It was on a musician's friend, you know, stupid deal of the day. And it was marked down like over $100 or something like that.
Mm.
So it's actually got a tube in it, and it uses a, what was it, like a 24-watt power supply or something like that? And then
those are real big now lately. They have these like preamp pedals that you can go into instead of just an amp at all, and so you can like plug that into your computer and record that way, or even live just plug it into the PA.
Yeah, this does have it's got a cab simulated output.
Yeah, on it. Those are real big now.
But it sounds pretty good. I mean, it's an overdrive pedal, but it's an overdrive that gets well into distortion too.
Yeah.
It's never completely clean, even with the drive all the way down. It's not like just a boost pedal or anything. But it, sure. When you crank the gain, it does really get some pretty responsive distortion out of it.
Crank the gain, Crank.
Crank the gain.
Crank the gain. Is that your second podcast?
I'm not even phased, man. I grew up with my last name. I've heard this all before.
That's your weightlifting podcast. Crank the gain.
No, crank the gain was me charting how fat I was getting. It was crank colon
crank gain. The loss.
Yeah.
Crank the crank.
What the what? I also got a cab simulator pedal from a company called Sonic Cake.
I have never heard of that company.
They put out pretty cheap pedals, but they're so far I've got a couple of them because they were cheap and they're at that price.
How many simulations are there on it?
11.
11? Can you download more, or is that it?
Well, and that's why I bought this one, was that it's got a USB port, so you can load in your own cabinet IRs to it, to change it to whatever you want it to be, like, or whatever.
Mm.
So I thought that was interesting. And it was only, what was it? Was it like $25?
That is very cheap.
$28 maybe. It was one of those things where I had started watching it on an eBay auction. They have an eBay store. The actual company does. And I thought it was interesting, so I put it in my watch list, and then after a couple of days of being on my watch list, they sent me a special offer that was even cheaper than what it was listed.
Yeah. I forgot what the new one that just came out, by what company or even, but that's like $500.
Yeah, I mean, at this price point, it's well worth more than what the price I paid for it was. You know?
Yeah.
I've tried a couple of different cab sim pedals. Some of them really cheap. Like, I bought one from Monoprice last year. And it's only got, like, a couple of cab sims in it. And it's not, like, updatable or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. It's acceptable. It takes that edge off of trying to straight line in a fuzz or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it at least tones it down and makes that acceptable. But it wasn't anything special, you know. I tried one of those Digitech ones, the Cab VR. My friend Brian had bought it, and he brought it over one time when I was playing around with that, and it was, again, it was acceptable, at least tamed. Like, you could just run a distortion pedal into that, into a recording thing, and it was good enough. But I was having problems with that one, like, just getting anything that sounded, like, good, even. Not to mention, you know, I couldn't get anything exceptional out of it. So, yeah, I've tried a couple of different ones, but with varying success. I mean, I really like miking an amp myself. and I, but I understand, like,
they're weird.
Well, no, I like the, you know, when you're actually pushing air, it's still, it's just, it's different than a simulation.
The ones I saw had settings for that. Like, you could pick the kind of mics and where you amp and stuff as part of the setting.
I know the Kemper's got stuff for that, I think.
Yeah, this is something. Is it Two Rocks that makes it? I can't remember.
That sounds familiar, too. Yeah, I know some of the more advanced, fancy ones are like that, yeah. Where they have a whole set of parameters you can adjust for miking and cabinet and material and size of the speaker, et cetera, et cetera.
It has an attenuator in it, so you can turn your amp all the way up without it sounding super loud.
Yeah. See, ideally, though, I mean, that's part of it. There's a certain thing that happens to a speaker when you really start getting the volume up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole point.
Because, I mean, you know, the cones start compressing a little bit more and stuff like
that. Your cone.
And just the timbre of the, like, the tone changes a bit when you've actually got more power pumping through it.
Sean wants ice cream, Crank.
No, I'm good. I don't like it.
How about Puddin' Pop?
I wasn't expecting that.
Hey, I try.
They don't even make those anymore.
They don't make Puddin' Pops?
I don't think so.
Oh, fuck them.
Damn. Frank got surly.
Like, the brand name Puddin' Pops?
Well, I think they definitely don't have those.
Maybe they were soured by their association with Bill Cosby?
No, they don't make Puddin' Pops. Look it up.
It's not Stop Pudding Pop. Pop. It's Puddin' Pop.
You're a Puddin' Pop.
I need to get It's out of here.
What?
You guys need to get It's out of here. That's a missing out on.
I don't even know what you're saying.
It's a ice cream sandwich, vanilla ice cream between two soft oatmeal cookies, and then dipped in chocolate. And it just has a chocolate shell on the outside, and it's the best.
I like oatmeal cookies.
Real good.
You're right. I think they don't make Puddin' Pops anymore.
No, they don't.
Man. I guess...
Why do you have to dispute my knowledge?
I'm going on eBay.
For Puddin' Pops?
Puddin' Pops.
Oh, my God. They couldn't have. It's not like Crystal Pepsi.
I don't think you could keep Puddin' Pops that long, could you? Oh, you can buy a Puddin' Pop... vanilla, chocolate and vanilla mold kit to make your own. That's really not the same as just, you know, tearing into a Puddin' Pop.
Man, I ate so many banana Puddin' Pops when I was a kid.
Were the banana Puddin' Pops, did they taste like fake banana, like circus peanuts?
No, they didn't taste like circus peanuts because those are delicious.
Say, have you ever had the Puddin' Pop Stout American Imperial Style Beer?
No.
From McKellar Brewing in San Diego?
No, I think I've been to McKellar Brewing though.
They have a Puddin' Pop. Or at least they did.
Oh, McKellar, like the Danish brewery. M-I-K-E-L-L?
Two K's, yeah. M-I-K-K-E-L-L-E-R.
Yeah, that's a Danish brewery. That they have, like, location. I haven't been to the one in San Diego.
Oh.
I've been to the one in Reykjavik, Iceland.
It says it's 400 pounds of lactose and 150 pounds of coca?
What? That can't be true! In a 12-ounce bottle?
Maybe that was just in the brew? Like,
maybe that's. Are you reading the recipe?
It's, well, I'm reading notes about it on this. It's beeradvocate.com. That's where I found the Puddin' Pop stack of beer. But well, the note says, okay, the note says exactly how it sounds: delicious, chocolatey, milky goodness in a can. While it might not be 16%, it boasts at 10% with a mouthful of flavor. I'm not really sure what they're talking about there. Alcohol rating, maybe? But, anyway. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've ever had, like, a chocolate beer before.
Oh, I have. So they can be good and they can be real bad. Like a chocolate stout. You know, porter, though, sometimes they can be too fizzy. Mm-hmm. It tastes gross.
I mean, I know I've had some beers that tasted sort of chocolatey, but they weren't like, that was just sort of like a real light note in it. It wasn't like drinking like chocolate milk or anything.
Yeah, darker beers can do that.
Yeah. Or like how some beers sort of taste kind of like wine. I guess like it's... the way it's fermented or something? I don't know. Like, I don't know how that stuff works. Anyway. Say, Mike, do we have any email there?
I'll look just for you.
I'd appreciate that. I really would.
No, we don't.
Okay, then. Did you want to ask... Addison or Sean, anything about that one email that was sort of addressed to the studio?
I just turned it off. Oh, man.
You don't have to. I'm just asking if you wanted to. I thought that was like a general studio question and we wound up reading it or something.
No.
Okay. Well, then, all right. Huh. This looks interesting. There's a book out this week from Image called Ha Ha. It's got a weird clown on the cover.
Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, it's a bunch of different people on it doing one-shot stories about clowns.
Oh,
Brooklyn Gladiator number 3 is out from Heavy Metal this week.
What? Brooklyn Gladiator?
Yeah. It was one written by... I did the first two issues were drawn by Bisley.
Really?
And Bisley continued to do covers for it. Kyle Strom did the art, the interior art for this issue.
Oh, Lee Strom.
And it was written by Dan Fogler.
Oh.
And it's very. Well, I mean, Bisley was a good choice for the first two issues. Very like that kind of over the top. Not post-apocalyptic, but that doomy, gloomy future thing.
Mm-hmm.
Craig.
Huh.
I wanted to tell you, you did a nice job lettering a upcoming Oni book.
Oh, thanks.
From Chris Sami.
Oh, Jonah?
Yeah.
Or Jonah. I'm not really sure how to pronounce that, but yeah. That was a fun book.
He sent me all the upcoming, the first four.
Oh, cool.
And I thought you did a good job.
That one was weird in that actually a lot of it wasn't lettered.
Unlike normal. What?
A lot of that book's kind of silent.
Yeah.
But
I like, you did like, your balloons are like a little more ovally feeling.
Oh.
Or squished or something. I don't know. I liked it.
Well, thanks, man.
Crank knows what he's doing.
It felt organic.
Well, good.
Crank is organic.
Like, yeah, I've got organs. I don't know what...
I'm proud of you, Crane.
I don't know what's going on there. Anyway.
Proud of you for having organs.
Well, you know, it's tough in this day and age.
Do you open Tim's mail? What's it say?
The automatic payment program has been discontinued.
Huh.
I wonder what that means.
Yeah. Is there anybody else got anything in stores this week? Maybe. No.
It's not by us, but Homesick Pilots number 2 is out, and it's real good.
Shut up.
He won't stop talking about this fucking book.
It's a great book.
Whatever. I don't think it's a real comic, but...
Who puts it out?
Riot House. What's it, what?
It's like that scene in Big where the robot transforms into a building. And he's like, but it's a building. Nobody wants to transform a robot into a building.
Well, they did put out Transformers that just turned into rocks.
That's true, they did. What were you saying? You guys were talking and I interrupted because I'm an asshole.
I don't know anymore.
I was Homesick Pilots, I think we were talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
It's one of Addison's favorite books right now.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And I don't read a lot of books.
It's a haunted house book?
Kind of, yeah. It's,
they describe it as Power Rangers meets The Shining.
Yeah, because eventually there will be giant house mechs fighting other ghost creatures.
Oh, so this does have a house that turns into a robot.
Kind of, yeah. Or it's a haunted house that can become, like, a giant robot.
Huh. Well, that seems quite odd.
Yeah, it's a weird idea, but it's fun.
All right then. What was that? Hey, did you watch from 2019? Or I don't know. Do you watch American Horror Story?
No.
I watched. Say what?
I stopped a long time ago.
Yeah, I think I watched the first couple of seasons and then I stopped because even though they were different, they all kind of started seeming like the same thing. But it got recommended to me on Amazon, so I decided to watch the one from 2019, which was 1984.
And, oh, yeah, the slasher one?
Yeah, and, you know, camp and slashers and stuff, and like a Satan killer and stuff like that. Like,
that's my problem. Just choose one.
Yeah, that's part of what I was going to say, is like there is so much fucking going on in this thing. It seems like it's just too much.
Yeah, that's every season.
You seem like too much.
I mean, it was kind of fun, but after a certain point, and this one, I'm trying to remember if it was like this for the first couple of seasons I watched, but like the last episode seemed like it was just, you know, they try to wrap everything up in one episode when they had so much going on that it kind of seems throwaway almost. It was just weird how they handled it because, you know, they're going on at a steady clip, then the last episode comes along and it's basically all told in flashbacks. Like they do a flash forward 20 years and then what you were supposed to be or what you were expecting to see next based on the previous episode just was all told in flashbacks and shit. And real briefly told, like there wasn't, you know. And I guess I let him compress all that into an episode, but it just seemed like an odd choice. Why not just spread that out over the last couple of episodes and make the pacing a little bit better or something? But I do like these mateys. If you know what I mean.
What? No, I don't.
All right, then. I guess that's it for this week. So you can reach us at Crankcast.com, Crankcast@gmail.com. Mike's website is IHateMike.com. Addison's at AddisonDuke.com. Sean's at AndThankYouForFlying.com. Or SeanKDove.com. Is it K?
Nope.
Oh, wait. It's Sean K. McKeever, isn't it?
I mean, there is a K, but my website is just
SeanDove.com. Oh, okay.
SeanDove.com.
Sean
MK
Dove.
Oh.
What's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Yeah, I guess that's it for this week. So have a good weekend, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye!